This morning, as we try to bring you the eternal everlasting word of God, I'd like for us to think a few minutes about time and eternity. Time is gradually pushing you and me on out into eternity. I think that's one of the most solemn things we need to think about in these evil days that we're living in. Because soon time is going to tick, if it lasts, it's going to tick us on out into eternity. What then? It'll be eternal destruction for those that travel that broad road the Bible tell about throughout all eternity. Each one of us need to stop and realize the seriousness of life and the sureness that you and me is going to be out in eternity. I'd like to read you a poem about where the broad road leads to and how serious it really is. The title of this, Hell, the Prison House of Despair. And here are some things that won't be there. No flowers will bloom on the banks of hell. No beauties of nature we love so well. No comfort of home, music and song. No friendship of joy will be found in that throng. No children to brighten the long weary nights. No blood-washed souls will face beaming bright. No loving smiles in the regions of night. Blackness of midnight, not a ray of light. No mercy, no pity, no pardon, no grace. No water. Oh, God, what a terrible place. The pangs of the lost no human can tell. The pangs of the lost no human can tell. Not one moment's ease. There, no rest in hell, the prison house of despair. And there were some things that will be there. Fire and brimstone will be there, we know, for God in His Word has told us so. What if the Bible is really true, and you travel that old, that broad road on, and never take time to seek the Lord until you find Him precious to your soul and find out that you've ended up at the end of that broad road is going to be in the prison house of despair throughout all eternity. And he, for God in His Word has told us so, memory, remorse, and suffering and pain, weeping and wailing, but all in vain. Blasphemers, swearers, haters of God, reject Christ rejectors while here on earth, the murderers, the gamblers, the drunkards and liars, the filthy, the vile, the cruel and the mean, what a horrible mob in hell will be seen. Yes, more than humans on earth can tell are the torments and woes of eternal hell. What if the Bible is really true, and the Bible said the many traveling that broad road that leads to eternal destruction and going to wind up in that prison house of despair throughout all eternity? But there's another side to the picture. All that travel a narrow way and surrender their bodies, a temple of the Spirit, of God, and so to the things of the Spirit of God will reap life everlasting in the city of God. But if we're going to live in the city of God, and have our bodies we'll have to have our bodies in subjection to the Spirit of God as we go down through this world. Because you're either sowing to the flesh this morning or sowing to the Spirit of God. And the Bible says a lot about the difference in the people that's traveling that broad road to everlasting despair and the one that's come to the Lord Jesus Christ and surrendered and found pardon and peace for their sins and surrender their body as a temple of the Holy Spirit. And then walk down through this world a sowing to the things of the Spirit. And it said they was going to reap life everlasting. And let me read you what the home of the one that travels that narrow way, what's awaiting them out yonder in the eternity according to the Word of God. Let me read you over in Revelation 21. Down through about the 7th verse. And I saw a new Jerusalem, and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there were no more sea. The one that traveled that narrow way and surrendered for the Lord Spirit to temple their bodies. This old heaven there is going to pass away that's full of sorrows and troubles. And I, John, saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven. Listen to how he described the home of the one that traveled that narrow way down through this world, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them. And they shall be his people. And God himself shall be with them and be their God. And notice what's going to happen out there to sort of make each one happy that's traveling that narrow way this morning. God's going to do for his children that suffered the persecutions and trials and afflictions as they travel that narrow way to their long home. It'll be all over when we get there. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. There shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying. Neither shall there be any more pain. For the former things have passed away. And he that sat up on the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. He said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of freely. And that fountain is flowing down through the world now. And if you hadn't already done so, you need to hunger and thirst after righteousness and after the Lord Jesus Christ until you have that fountain of living water springing up in your body like the woman at the well after she had found the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen, it says, He that overcometh, the ones that traveling that narrow way of striving to overcome in this world, all the temptations and trials of Satan and all the desires of the flesh and crucify your body that the Spirit of God might reign over our lives as we journey on out towards that great eternity in the prison house of despair or in this new Jerusalem that I've been reading to you about. He said, He that overcometh shall inherit all things. And I'll be his God, and he'll be my son down through all eternity. It's really a serious thing as you and me this morning are journeying on out to the long ages of eternity in the broad road where there's many travelers or in that narrow way that where there's only a few. If you're traveling that road this morning, I'd like to read you over in the 12th chapter of Romans what Paul encouraged these Romans to do. He said, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. And the Spirit of God is living in you. That's what he's striving to lead you to do, is to present your body, crucify the things of the flesh, and cleave to the good things, and let the Spirit of God reign over you. And it said, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of our minds. And now we need to reprogram our minds in these evil days when there's so much evil on television and everywhere we go. You need to reprogram your minds on the good things and on the things of the Spirit this morning. And begin to flee from Satan, and he'll flee from you when he tries to attack you in your mind. Renewing of your mind that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And that's my prayer for each one, that you might let the Spirit of God reign over your body and crucify the things of the flesh. And do the perfect will of God, because over and over the Bible said, unless we do the will of God here in this world, we'll not escape yonder in the world to come. And so my prayer is this morning that for each one of you, that your body and spirit and soul may be blameless in the day when the Lord comes back to execute judgment on people that traveled a broad road, and to reward all those that traveled that narrow way, so into the things of the Spirit.